When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your parts is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Tyreek Hill started his NFL career in Kansas City. He hopes to end it in Miami. Tyreek Hill, heading into his third season with the Dolphins, he said around the bar podcast that he never wants to leave Miami. I love Miami. I love every bit of it. My wife loves it. My kids love it. My mom loves it. And it's just a beautiful city to live in. There's so much stuff to do. Obviously, I would like to retire in Miami.
I don't see why it can't happen. I know how I would like to see him finish with. I would like to see him finish in Kansas City.
Do me one favor. Go back and find the player in any sport that said he wouldn't like to retire from the team? Ocho Cinco said, I want to retire. Bingo. Carson Palmer, Burrow, Collinsworth, Boomer Esiason, yada, yada, yada. Right. Every Bronco, every Cowboy, every Packer, every right. Viking. Who says, nah, I think I want to play about 7-8 years here, then I'm going to move it on down the road. Right. What's he supposed to say?
Yeah, I guarantee you, I'm not sure how it's going to happen. I'm not sure when it's going to happen because Tyreek got a lot of tread left on the tires to play. He got a lot to play. But for some reason, I think when things end here in Miami, I have a feeling he teams up with Pat Mahomes one more time. And they make another run at it together.
Let me ask you a question. Tom Brady wanted to retire in New England? Yes or no?
Oh, that's a good one, Unc.
Of course he did.
That's a good one.
You think Brett Favre, you think Favre and all those guys before it soured, before the team soured
did
on them?
Did they want to leave? Quarterback situation a little different too.
I mean, Cousins, he wanted to stay in Washington. He wanted to stay in Minnesota. It's reported one of the reasons why he didn't want to stay in Minnesota, they were very upfront. We're going to take a quarterback.
Right.
And lo and behold, remember the old adage? Sometimes you can make your destiny on the very road you took to avoid it. Why did he go to Atlanta?
because Minnesota told him they were going to take a quarterback.
Yeah.
And on the his road, he made his destiny on very road he took to avoid it. Mm. Atlanta took a quarterback earlier than what Minnesota did.
Yeah. Yeah.
A man can make his destiny on the very road he took to avoid it.
I like that. Sometimes, listen, it's inevitable. You can't play the game forever, and you're coming off injury. So they needed some insurance. They needed some security because the sample size of what they saw from the quarterbacks they already had there, it wasn't enough. And we can't gamble. Even though we gave you the money we gave you, we're going to gamble on that end. But if you go down, we're not gambling and leaving this quarterback on the table. Okay. We're not leaving this quarterback on the table, and there's an opportunity to get him.
Terrell Owens says he wants to join his son Tariq on the 49ers. Compares it to LeBron and Bronny. Terrell Owens is 50 years old, hadn't played in the NFL since 2010. He wants the San Francisco to have an open mind when it comes to reviving his career.
Yeah.
That's especially true in the NFC West team signed his son Tariq as an undrafted free agent. During an appearance on 95.7 The Game, he said, if anything, like LeBron James and his son, Bronny, play on the same team in the same area, sign me up. I told Jed York, I'm telling John Lynch, trust me, I'm a viable option on third downs in the red zone. I can still get the job done.
And he absolutely can.
Man, stop this.
This is one of those situations with me as well. There are certain people, you know, age is nothing but a number. There are people that are just freakish athletes regardless of age. Terrell Owens is one of them. I vouch for my dog. I'm telling you right now. Never stop working out to this day. In shape. Let me get this right.
He last played in 2010.
Yeah.
Nobody called in 2011, 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to call in 2024.
Listen, nobody was calling to date me for about 7-8 years, too.
All of a sudden,
a call came out of nowhere, and boom, I've been dating ever since.
But your
all it takes is one.
Your dating doesn't rely on your athletic ability. Rel ain't going to call your ass if you in a wheelchair. If you can't walk, you on crutches. She calling you?
But she better.
And she calling you? Be for real. Since you went there hypothetical, she calling you, yes or no?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. T.O., bro, I love you to death, bro, but give this up. It's over.
It ain't never over. You know what?
It's over.
It's over when the fat lady sing. When the fat lady sing, that's when it's over.
She's 700 pounds. It's over. She on my 600 pound. That's it.
Hey, I like the vision, though. I like the vision.
LeBron, let me ask you a question. So let's just say for the sake of argument, LeBron James had been retired 14 years.
Right.
So now he's 50. Let's just say 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is 50 years old.
Right.
You think somebody going to sign LeBron James, as great as he was,
yeah,
to let him come back and play with his son?
Yeah.
No, it's not going to happen. It's realistic for LeBron because LeBron is currently playing. His son is in the NBA draft. They weren't going to do that for Ken Griffey Sr. He asked to play with his son. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was with the Rangers. Was he with the Rangers? And they end up releasing him. So they gave him the opportunity. But he was still an active player. He wasn't retired for a decade plus.
Yeah. Hey. When I look at the game today and where the game is gone and where the game has come, the rules of the game, the nature of the game, and I think about T.O. obviously being one of the greatest to ever play, top two, top three.
He hadn't played in 15 years.
There are a lot of things I haven't done in 15 years that if I had to do it
tomorrow. And you can't do it with the same. Ocho, you believe you can run a 40. You can run a 40 in 4.4.
Oh, whoa. Listen, I'm not the one to challenge when it comes to anything athletic right now.
As a matter of fact, that guy that you challenged last night, the one, the 100 and 200 in Texas, he hit me up. He said, put it on the line.
Tell him drop it on the floor.
I got him.
Tell him drop it
on
the floor.
I got all my money. I got all my money on him.
Hey,
he'll spot you 10 yards. He'll spot you 10 yards and beat you in 100.
Wait, he'll lose. You do realize I still train as if I'm going, if I'm playing.
I don't care.
Wait, let me finish. You do understand I play in a soccer league, so I'm in elite shape right now, running every day. You do realize that, right?
I do.
You do. I train as if I'm still playing because I play on a team where I have to be at my best week in and week out.
You in 46-year-old shape. No, you ain't in 26-year-old
shape.
My 46-year-old
shape is better than some of the 20-year-olds.
No, it ain't.
Shit me.
No, it ain't.
See, I'm going to make you a believer. That's what I'm going
to do. No, you ain't. No, you ain't going to make me a believer.
Matter of fact, me and T.O. going to make you a believer because the Bengals called me today. Zach Taylor said they're going to bring me in a training camp.
Hey, they call you to say how you doing, and they got a reunion coming up, and they ask, do you want to come back?
Hey, no, but all jokes aside.
Yeah.
Even a 50-year-old Terrell Owens can go out there and be productive in today's game. And I will die on that hill.
Oh, Joe. The thing is that you know the first thing to go is what? Your lateral movement. Guys can still run straight ahead.
Oh, straight ahead. Yeah.
But you know the game ain't played like that.
Oh, yeah. It never has been. Yeah. Right. Never has been. But listen, hey, man, these corners, man, they won't stand a chance, man.
Man, Ocho.
They won't stand a chance.
Bro. He 50.
Yes, it does, Ocho.
So let me ask you a question. How many 50-year-olds? Jerry Rice wasn't as good. Was he the physical specimen?
Most physical.
Jerry was the only one, and he caught passes at 42. So Terrell Owens is 8 years removed. He hadn't played in the NFL in 15 years.
Right.
But he's 8 years older than Jerry, and Jerry was playing every year for 20 straight. Come on, Ocho, man. Damn.
Listen, let me ask you a question. It's 32 NFL teams, right?
Yes.
How many receivers you think are on each team? At least five on each team. Mm-hmm. Five times 32. What's that? I'm not a math major, so I'm going to let you figure it out.
160.
So you think there are 160?
No, 190.
So out of that 190, you think all 190 receivers on these NFL teams are better than T.O.?
160. 35 times 2 is 160, right? 160.
Let's put these in a perspective.
Okay.
You think there are 190, are there 160 players better than T.O. right now?
At the age of 50, yes.
You know, man, shit. Hey, you remember The Wire? Remember dude from The Wire? Mm-hmm. Shit. Man, you tripping, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
at 50,
Chat, there are 160 people in the NFL right now, young guns, young bulls. Do you think every last one of them is better than T.O. right now at 50?
Yeah.
Shit. Hell no. Man, T.O. will run circles around some of them dudes right
could,
now.
Could he outrun some of them in a 40? Yes.
All of them. Well, except the top runners, except the top boys.
See the hyperbole. See y'all, you guys, you don't know how to take a compliment. You guys go overboard.
I didn't go overboard. What did I say?
Yes, you did. The man. So what? Okay. So
I wish I had a list of people right now and just like I'm how you be to running down names.
What person, Chad? Y'all believe? I mean, think about how Jordan looked. Now, he let himself go. He didn't let himself go the year and a half he was out. Right. But imagine had Jordan waited 15 years and tried to do it. So instead of coming back and playing, he would have waited. So he left in 93. He didn't play 94, 95. He played half of 95. So now he comes back.
Yes, sir.
In 2009. Y'all still believe Jordan could have competed? Man, stop, Ocho.
You care? How you going to tell Jordan what he can do? If he believes in himself and believes he can do it, how you going to tell him what he can do?
It's not about believing, but it's about a level of expectation. Because you got to realize, what is T.O. set? See, coming out there, he can make a couple of third. No. That's not what people remember T.O. for.
Right.
T.O. has the third most receiving touchdown. T.O. has the third most receiving yards. So he can't come back and play a third down or red zone.
Why he can't?
Because that's not the expectation that the people have for him.
Well, listen, expectations are out the window when you're given an opportunity to do a certain thing.
Whoa, you just said T.O. is going to be T.O. Now you want to lower the bar because you said, why would you lower the bar?
He lowered the bar. Did you notice he said I can come in and do certain things on third down? That's why he said that.
And he 50. 50. In a pro sport like football, he's not going to take those licks like that anymore, Ocho.
What licks are we taking in these days anyway? We damn near playing flag football.
I get, yeah. Ask
Kareem Jackson about licks. Ain't no licks going on at all. In a minute, I'm telling you, we're going to be playing two-hand touch.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. T.O. can play right now. I'm standing on that hill.
Play what?
Anything. Flag? Nah. Flag who? Nah. Lord. 49ers. T.O. be like, let's go, T.
Boy, y'all get, man, see, you bad people say anything.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'm just trying to figure out in a pro sport, nobody called you for 15 years.
Well, in 15 years, your son hadn't been.
Your son being there ain't got nothing to do with you. You aging. Yeah.
Well, that's what this is talking about. Him wanting to play with his son, even if it's in just training camp. I like the idea. I like the vision. I like where he's going with it.
So let me ask you a question. If that's the case, if teams thought T.O. could play, why didn't they call him in 2011?
He can play in 2011.
Okay, well, why didn't
he
they call
play
him
in 2012?
Why didn't he play in 2012?
I don't know.
But you said he could still play. So I need you to tell me which one of these 32 teams, because there were 32 teams back then too. In 2010, there were 32 teams. So I'm just trying to figure out. I just want you to tell me, why didn't they call him 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23?
I mean, Tio has ventured off and doing other things.
I just know, but I know he's ventured off.
He probably didn't answer, honestly.
Man, Tio has been talking about getting back in the league every year since he last got played in the league. So stop doing that. He does this every year. So don't do that, Ocho. Don't do that now.
I don't know. I ain't hear that.
But you, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Pull up the article, Ash. Cause lad, when I was on what you call him, he was talking about somebody calling him during the season. Every year. So you still haven't told me why they haven't called him in 15 years.
Well, when I think about this, I'm glad you brought that up. Cause I've received a few calls to come back and play as well, but I didn't answer.
Ocho, stop it. Ocho, I'm not gonna let you tell people that. Cause tell me who it was. And I'll call him and ask.
Oh, it was the Bengals, but I couldn't make it.
Don't worry. Don't say no more. I'll call him tomorrow and ask. I'll get back to the chat on Wednesday.
All right. Ask him.
And I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to.
I couldn't make it.
No. Ain't no, I couldn't. I'm going to ask them.
Right.
I'm going to have somebody very close to Mike Brown.
Very close? I can call Mike right now.
You don't need to do that. I need to call him for myself. Because what I'm going to do, we did call. No. Ain't going to be no joke.
Nah.
I'm going to have somebody. Have somebody very close. I'll get back to y'all on Wednesday, chat.
I'll get back to y'all on Wednesday, chat.
I can't let you put that out there for the chat. I can't let you put that out there now. If it's real, I'm going to come back and tell the chat. Yes, they reached out. You said last year?
Huh?
You said last year.
Now I forgot what year that was.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, hey, but
okay, now we move it on. We move it on, chat. Johnny Wilson stuck out. Johnny Wilson stuck out like a sore thumb in Eagles rookie practice. Listed at 6'6", 231 pounds. There weren't very many wideouts to match Wilson's height. A sixth-rounder out of Florida State admitted he modeled his game after Harold Carmichael, who was listed at 6'8", 225 pounds when he played for the Eagles. Wilson's height led to speculation he could switch position from wide receiver to tight end. The Eagles are thin at the position behind Dallas Goedert and C.J. Uzama. But the position switch isn't going to happen in Philly at the moment. I play receiver. A lot of people have an opinion on what I should be. I'm on the team. I play for the Eagles. There's been no talk about me being a tight end.
Listen.
Do you remember Harold Carmichael?
He was tall as hell. I used Harold Carmichael on my ultimate team on Madden.
I think Harold went to Jackson. Did Harold go to Jackson or Southern? I think he went to Southern. Cause I had a friend. I think Harold Carmichael went to Southern. Cause he went to Southern as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the coach told him, said, "Nah, you ain't play no quarterback here."
Right.
And they put him at wide receiver. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to see him a lot of time when I was going to Super Bowls and stuff. But I hadn't seen Harold in a minute. But yeah.
How tall is he? 6'6".
Harold was 6'8".
No, not Harold. I know Harold was 6'6".
This guy is 6'6".
6'6" what? By what?
6'6", 231. So 231? He got the frame. He can put on another 10, 15 pounds and be, I mean, he can be Gonzalez. He could be Gronk. Hell, Gronk. Gronk 6'6".
Yeah. I mean, I like him playing receiver at 6'6", but again, as long as you have the tools, even though you're 6'6", to be efficient within the offense, within the timing of the offense, obviously you're very tall. You know, being able to get off the ball. Can you get off the ball? Can you beat press? Yeah. Can you beat man-to-man? Like all those small things. Now, if you struggle in those areas because you're playing against smaller guys that are much quicker than you, that's going to try to disrupt the timing of the offense because you are 6'6", you know, then it might be time, if you struggle in that area, to bring yourself inside to give you a better chance at creating separation and getting open, finding holes.
That's a big-ass target.
Yes.
You remember Matt Jones was a quarterback, big target, could run fast. They drafted him as a wide receiver.
Yeah.
There's more to playing in wide receiver than running fast.
Yeah.
They found that out.
Quick.
And to move him to tight end, Now, granted, it'll be a little easier transition now because they block less.
Right.
Move to tight end, Ocho, it was a mindset.
Right.
You know, because here I am, they move me to tight end, I'm 215 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, nah, you're not finna whip my ass all day. I'm gonna win some of these. I'm gonna get me a couple of licks. I might have to run after with Ocho, but I'm gonna get me a couple of licks in.
Right.
Oh, no, you're not finna beat me up all day. Oh, no.
Right.
And so the thing is, it's mine. Like I said, they're gonna start him out. We'll see what he can do. Yeah. How does he get against press? How is he released? Does he run the circle? Because, right. Son, I can't have you running wide. Hey, you need to take as narrow a stem as possible.
Possible.
Get off the press, stack him. Because if all you do is run the loop, dude going to run you out of bounds.
Every time. Every time.
That's what guys don't understand. See, they think it's college. You know what I'm saying, Ocho? I got speed. I just release without running.
Oh, no. Everybody is just as fast as you, if not faster.
And riding right out of bounds. Yes. And you know they go arm bar him. Put that arm out there, riding up out of bounds. Come on, son, you got to get off press.
And you know what most of the people going to do, because he's so damn big, they going to jump jam him.
I'm going to press the ish out
they
of
gonna,
him.
They gonna that big jump ass jam target? Him. Yes, they going to jump jam him.
Yes.
And know when you're that tall, your quick twitch fibers ain't really like that.
Because guess what, Ocho? When you're that tall, what you got to do? You got to sink down and start.
You got to sink down. Yeah. If anything, you better start low. Don't start high to come low just to get off the ball. You better start low with your shoulders already down, like you're coming out the goddamn blocks or something. Now that you mentioned it, now I'm curious. Now I want to see him run routes. I want to see him do one-on-one now.
That's a big, like I'm saying, like, okay, you look at Randy. Randy was 6'4".
Yeah.
So he's 2 inches taller. Uh-huh. But Randy was slender. What you think Randy was? 200, 210 maybe?
Wait, don't forget now, Randy Moss also ran a damn 4.1, 4.2.
Yes, he ran 4.2. But that's what I'm saying. The angular frame. Dude's 231. That's a big, even though it's 6'6", that's still a big ass kid.
Yeah. It's a big boy.
That's a big ass target, Ocho.
Big boy.
Unless he got 4.3 speed, I'm pressing.
Yeah. He might be strong as hell. Now, if he's good at the point of attack, he might be able to pull and tug like Brandon Marshall used to do real well. Damn, Brandon Marshall, T.O., they would welcome contact. Yeah. Man, pull and tug and get through and stay right within the timing of the offense every time. I still don't know how they do that shit.
Bro, you got to realize how big they were. You look at Megatron's, 6'3", 6'4", 241. Man, Brandon Marshall, up. Julio. Those guys, they want to play. Now, hey, red zone. I'll put his ass out wide. I'll back shoulder fade his all day long.
Like Jimmy Graham.
I got a role for you, son. If you can just get off press just a little bit, we can use you in the red zone. Because that's a big ass target. I ain't gotta be perfect, Ocho.
Yeah. Just throw it up. Put it in the vicinity and let him do the rest. Because I'm sure he has a basketball background anyway as well. If you 6'6".
I hope so. Because that how Randy make his name? Well, he mossed him. Randy going up over the top.
Over top. Every time.
So at 6'6", hey, even with a little 35-inch vertical, you getting on up there because you're going to be 4 inches, 5 inches taller than the average corner in the NFL anyway.
Right.
So you already had an advantage.
Right. Excuse me.
So, I mean, I like it. I'm gonna check him out. I'm gonna check him out, Ocho. I'm gonna pay attention to him. I'm gonna watch, see, get an opportunity to see what he can do. I'm gonna play close attention to him in the preseason.
Preseason.
I want to see.
Yeah, I'm curious. 6'6" at receiver. Have we seen anything like that in a long? It ain't been none that tall in a long time. 6'4", yes. 6'5", yes. Tight end 6'6", yes. We've seen Jimmy Graham.
Gronk, Jimmy Graham.
6'5". How tall is
Kelsey?
No, Kelsey about 6'4".
Yeah. Who? You know who was tall as hell? But he was a tight end, Martellus Bennett.
Martellus was tall.
Martellus like 6'7".
Yeah. Play with the Jaguars a while ago.
Oh, you talking about a Mercedes Lewis. Yeah.
Mercedes tall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like it. I wish him well. I hope during his time, if he really wants to play receiver, especially at that height, he gets with a coach that can help with the intangibles and all the nuances because of his height, so he can excel at the position. So they don't try to change him or move him to tight end.
Man, look here. They could have moved me to anything. I'm in the NFL. I said I wanted to play in the NFL. I didn't say what position. I left that open. I left that open.
Yeah.
TBD, to be determined.
Right. To be determined.
Yeah, hey. Ocho, I ain't have no pay. Right. Whatever you need, coach.
I'm here. I'm available.
Even if it was your special teams, I'm in the league.
Yeah, I got you.
Malik Nabers had a huge rookie of the year bet with Jaden Daniels. Malik Nabers and Jaden Daniels are going from teammates to rivals, and there's a lot on the line. Nabers was selected 6th overall and said he and Daniels, who was selected 2 overall, have a massive bet when it comes to rookie of the year. We're going to bet rookie of the year. Whoever loses has to pay $10,000 in cash. I like it. I like that.
I like it.
I like competition.
That's a good, healthy competition at that.
Yeah.
Good, now, healthy competition.
Malik, you at a disadvantage because you play a dependent position.
Yeah.
Malik Davis, Jaden going to have the ball in his hands.
In his hands all the time. Yeah.
He could throw it and run it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good bet. Malik Nabers, if he's anything like what we've seen at LSU, even though he's in New York,
mm-hmm.
even though there's unsurety at the quarterback position, he's so good, I think he can overcome the inconsistencies at the quarterback position because they're going to put him in position to make the plays that he can make. I'm not saying he's Odell Beckham. I think he has the potential to be just as good, maybe not his rookie year.
But Odell had Eli.
Yeah.
You think Daniel Jones, Eli?
No, I'm not. Let's not do that. Let's not disrespect Eli, the great Manning. But Malik Nabers has that type of talent. And so I'm hoping he gets an opportunity to get a chance at winning this bet. But Jaden Daniels, obviously being the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, is going to have the ball in his hands all the time, and is definitely going to have an advantage.
Because think about it. Think about this. Look at the season Puka Nacua had.
Mm.
And he lost that war to C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Look at the year Justin Jefferson had.
Yeah.
He lost that to Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
So quarterback is at an advantage, man. I mean, Puka, the most receiving yards by a rookie in NFL history.
Yeah.
And over 100, and the most catches for a rookie. And he lost the award to CJ. Yeah. Man, the quarterback got the advantage, though. It is what it is.
Always.
The Heisman Trophy winner. Man, now the running back got to run for like 2,500 yards to get a Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
Because the quarterback, he's going to throw for 4,000. He's going to probably rush for another 1,000 and going to have 40 to 50 touchdowns.
Yeah. Wait, when you were a rookie in the league, you had any bets?
I bet my brother 1 year.
For real?
Yeah, I bet I was going to catch more passes than he did.
Did you win?
I caught 53. He caught 108. We were close, don't y'all? Then I came back the next year. I caught 81. He caught 112. And then the closest I got, I caught 80. His last year in the league, I caught 87. He caught 94.
Yeah, Brett was slinging that thing, boy.
Yeah. I was close.
That's funny. Oh, man.
Okay, guys, it looks like people have been following the wrong 84. It's 84 spelled out. So you have to look at 84 CLO. It's in my bio, right? So just go look at the bio and you can see it. 84 is actually spelled out, not at the number 84. The 84 is actually spelled out CLO as in 84 clothing. Coach Prime defends his recent tweets about former players by saying, "I was bored. Prime, I got to do better and not ride with it, but I was bored. I was bored. I didn't say any. I didn't say nothing hurtful. I don't attack people."
Yeah.
That's stupid. Man, give me your phone, Ty. As a matter of fact, I should go out there. I think you back home. I need to come out there fishing.
Hey,
but he talking about I can't keep the fish.
Oh, you got to put, yeah, you got to throw the fish back now.
Yeah, yeah. He got a bass. I think he got a bass pond. He got a crappy pond. I don't know if he got a catfish pond. I know he got a bass and a crappy pond.
Right. Hey.
But I throw the bass back, but the crappy, you know, we get a good old mess of fish. Okay, by 4 or 5, about the size of your hand right there. Right there, that's good old eating.
You gonna cook them?
Yeah.
If you cook them, ain't gonna be no fish left in the damn pond.
I ain't trying to catch all the fish. I ain't trying to be like Bootsy, go out there and catch 200 fish every time.
200 fish?
Yeah. But see, like when you used to go bass fishing, they had tournament fish, that's what right. they did. They let you catch as many fish as you can. Now right. you got a 5-fish limit.
Yeah.
And you have to have an aeration system to keep the fish live. But before, people were catching 50, 60, 70 fish.
Yeah.
Well, you got 40 fishermen, you clean out a couple of times, you're gonna clean the lake out. So now if you notice, they got a five bass limit.
Right.
But you know me, I'm the black Kevin Van Dam. I go out there, I'm gonna wipe them out.
You wipe them out?
Yeah.
You better than me. Obviously, listen, I live in Miami. Fishing is huge. It's big here. And Unc, I ain't never been on no boat, man. As far as fishing is concerned, because I just don't have the patience. If I have to sit down anywhere, for hours, it's gonna be playing FIFA or Call of Duty.
Yeah. Well, see, when you grow up in the country, you go fish. So, guys, the clothing brand is EIGTYFORCLO. So 84 is actually spelled out. 80 at 84 CLO clothing. So hopefully that helps you guys out. No, but see, you had to go fishing. Like my grandmother worked at a nursing home.
Right.
So she's like, okay, you know, we go in fishing. So I would have to go dig bait. So where water was in the ditch, I dig baits. We had a kind of like a bait bed where we'd have throw like slop and stuff and throw slabs of wood over it.
Right.
Keep it moist. And the baits were there. I'd go dig baits there. My grandfather actually had a refrigerator. You might have, like the refrigerator, once it wasn't no good.
Right.
My grandfather Reesville, he put dirt in there and he had I think he had red wigglers. Might have been Louisiana Pink, but they're only certain. Like red wigglers, Louisiana Pink, midnight crawlers, jumping jacks, what they call. Had crickets. We had a thing. We had crickets. Bless you. That had crickets.
Uh-huh.
You know, we fed them moist bread. They ate that. Oh yeah, we had
moist bread.
Yeah, that's what we fed the crickets. Yeah, we had a big old thing that, you know, that we had. My grandfather would go to the cricket farm.
Right.
Buy crickets, they hatch. And, you know, we put a thing in there. That's what you fed them. We put water in there. They drank water. They eat the bread. Yeah.
Well, that's my first time hearing about that.
As they say, pin it in the chat. Can you pin it in the chat? Okay. Yeah. But I used to go fishing all the time. I don't go.
As much
since my grandmother passed, I hadn't really gone. I went one time, went deep sea fishing. I went to the Big Island of Kona, but it ain't the same. I mean, I would go again. I mean, if you know somebody wanted to go, I would go. But I need to go with some guys so I can talk ish.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, if you go, let me know when you're going. I'm going.
Huh. Man, she always told me she want to do something. She don't want to do nothing.
Dude, I'm going too, because I want to know what it's like to fish.
No, because knowing you'll fall in the lake. Hell no, I ain't taking you nowhere. She got the worst luck. Blue shoot. All you hear is blue shoot. What is that? Ash fell in the lake. Everybody already know. Ash falling in the lake. So, no, we're not taking you. And we damn sure ain't taking you on no boat, because I ain't finna jump in the ocean. Now it's time, Ocho, for Q and A.
Q and A.
Kimber Norwood Jr., my question is, when the Timberwolves make the finals, can you give Ocho his Funko?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't like that. I want my Funko regardless of whether the Wolves make the finals or not. I need my Funko right here behind me with all my other collectibles and awards that I've received and earned. Matter of fact, I need my coffee mug too, a black one.
I'll see what I can do, Ocho.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
If the sun shines and the water don't rise, I get it to you.
That's a good one. Hey, hold on now. Hold on. Hell no, I'm finna use that, boy. Hey, that's a good line in the argument, right? That's a good line in the argument to throw off. Like, what did you just say?
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenita Hargrave, why you drinking out of that mug? I want it. Well, we got three available. I mean, Ocho don't got a problem letting you have his.
Shit me. Don't send a mine, because I don't know. Don't do that.
Ocho.
Hey, what you say? If the sun
shine and the water don't rise, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But it look like the water gonna rise, so.
I'm gonna change the end of that. I'm gonna change the end of that during the argument. If the sun shine and the water rise, okay. I like that.
Ocho, tell Rail to DM Ash your address.
Ash already got my address.
Ash says she don't got it.
She got it because the same address y'all use to send my plaques.
The volume said the plaque.
Huh?
The volume said that.
The volume got my address then.
Oh, okay.
Are you part of the volume? They got Colin. Colin got my address.
I turned it down, so I don't. Yeah, we're getting. We got how many you need?
A mug?
Yeah.
I'm the only one drink coffee in here.
Okay. Rail don't need one?
Nah, she don't drink no goddamn.
I'm gonna send Rail one. Rail got to get one. So I send two.
Okay, I appreciate it. Hey, well, you're a good dude, man. You're good. Matter of fact, that to me, now that's romantic. Me and Rail, early morning, getting up.
Man, Rail ain't getting another drink of no coffee sitting on the back porch with you.
Yes, she will. Because I play my jazz. I play my goddamn Jizzy Gillespie, you know, my Louis Armstrong. Yeah. She'll come out there with me in the morning on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
She'll come out there with me, listen to my music while I smoke.
All right, Lainey Ray said, not trying to cause trouble, but I got to know what you guys think.
People always do that. They say, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm going to bother you anyway.
Yeah.
Now, she don't want to cause no trouble, but she going to cause it anyway.
It's just like anytime somebody say, hey, I don't mean no disrespect, what's about to come out their mouth is going to be disrespectful. Not trying to cause trouble, but I got to know what you guys think of Gil take on Gobert shouldn't have missed the game for the birth of his child. Let me take it from my perspective.
Yeah.
My child is going to be born.
Uh-huh.
But I got a different mindset. So I'm probably the wrong guy. Because it all depends. If it's a playoff game,
right,
we can have another baby. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it to the playoffs.
Right.
If it's a Super Bowl, I'm damn sure ain't missing that.
Missing that, right.
Now, in Rudy's case, the baby was born, and I'm hoping that mother and child was okay.
Hey, yeah.
Once I find out mother and child is okay,
I'm out of there.
I'm gone. That's just me. Now,
right.
I'm not finna beat Rudy up. Hey, that's his. No, if I'm not mistaken,
I
think it's his first child. So he's
different mindset.
Yeah, let
him get the number two. He might FaceTime the whole. He might Zoom the whole thing. Yeah, it's different. The first one. You know how you are with your first one.
Yeah.
But
once baby and mama good, man, I'm out like a scout on a new route.
Oh, yeah.
Where you going? To the game. But Ocho, that's something that you need to have discussed
right
beforehand. So therefore, when it happens, nobody's surprised by what the party does.
Right.
So maybe they didn't have that discussion. But I'm going to have that discussion. Said, look, regular season game.
Right. Hey, that's a great question. Now that I think about it, because there's so many players. And I wonder what happened if circumstances like this has happened to you, what would you do? That's a good question to ask players, especially players that are active right now. I'm trying to think what I would do. I'm playing. I ain't missing no game.
Yeah.
I ain't missing no game. Listen, in delivery room, and whoever I'm having a child from would understand. They wouldn't even want me to miss a game. Type of part. They wouldn't want me to miss no game. Boy, if you don't get your ass out there and go play, I'm trying to watch you on TV. That's my people.
Hey, I'm gonna try to make sure that thing happen. You know, I'm gonna try to get it in July. So guess what? The off season.
Right.
The baby come out in the offseason. You got to plan. Y'all got to plan a little better.
Common sense. I like it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. But now, like I said, I'm going to have that discussion.
Right.
Once he find out, okay, babe, I think I might have a baby in like May,
right,
June. Okay. Okay. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to be there for the birth.
Mm-hmm.
Once you okay, I'm gone. We good? Yeah. Okay, long as you're there, just know NBA Finals. Push, baby. Push. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. You're doing so good.
You got to breathe.
Baby, that's beautiful.
You got to breathe. Relax.
Definitely. That's just me. Look, everybody, people like, hey, my child, I'm going to be first, second, third. I want to be there. I ain't finna beat you up about it. Me, right. I already know how I am. I'm going to already have discussed it with her.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in agreement. Hey, you going. Hey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see, and I'm just thinking about, I can see Rhea right now. If I was playing and she was delivering. Man, I can hear Rhea right now. Man, if you don't get your motherfucking ass out there and go play some ball so me and your child can watch you on TV, we'll see you when the game is over.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, everybody handles that situation differently.
Differently, yeah.
Just like some people, like when Brett Favre's father died, Brett played in the game.
Yeah.
Some people would have been on bereavement and took off. Mm-hmm. But Brett says he knew his dad would have wanted him to play.
Right.
Likewise, if my grandmother, something perhaps, Lord forbid it didn't, my grandmother would want me to play. She's going like, you coming home, I'm already gone. So what are you going to do? Mm. That's how my grandmother was. So I already know what she would have wanted my brother and I to do because she's made it abundantly clear.
Right.
My grandfather passed. We ain't miss a whole bunch of days. We missed the day of the funeral. Mm. That was the only day we missed, the day of the funeral.
Right.
My grandma like, what y'all staying home for? Y'all can't do nothing. I'm just saying, that's the way old people thought back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but like I said, to each his own. Everybody handles a situation. Definitely. I'm not going to say that person is right. I'm not going to say that person is wrong. All I can speak to how I would have handled the situation. Mm. You can speak to how you would have handled the situation and how Rail would have wanted you to handle the situation.
Yeah. I can hear her ass not cursing, though. Man, if you don't get your ass out of here, man.
Dr. Frankie L. Bellamy said, hey, guys, describe a favorite childhood toy or game that brings back fond memories for you.
Oh, Tonka trucks.
We don't got no Tonka trucks. We
don't remember Tonka trucks?
Yeah.
Atari. Yeah. Remember the game? Remember Q-Bert? Or you didn't have Atari?
We didn't have no Atari. We didn't have no video. I had a handheld football game. You remember the handheld football games? That was in the late 70s. That was before your time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, Atari, 10-yard fight, Excite Bike. Remember TurboGrafx-16?
No.
See, man. Oh, she done brought back memories now. Oh man. I'm trying to think.
Like Big Wheel? You had a Big Wheel?
Yeah, the Big Wheel, man.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, that's a good
Big
one.
Big Wheel. What else we had? We had, Simon Says. Remember Simon Says?
Yeah.
The light
up.
And you speed up. We had that. We had the Viewmaster. Where you put the little card in there, you could see it.
Oh, yeah, it was red, and you clicked the side. You clicked the side. I remember that.
I had that. What else did I have?
What else is big back then?
Mainly we got clothes and stuff. We didn't really get a whole lot of toys.
Yeah, I got toys.
We didn't have no video games.
I had an extensive He-Man collection where they had the figurines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had extensive He-Man collection.
But yeah, those are the ones that I can remember. I remember my aunt bought me a piggy bank. It was a smiling face piggy bank. And I had that piggy bank and I don't know why, but Ocho, it went with me. So from 72, 82, 92.
Don't tell me you broke it and took the money out.
My sister, I put it on a shelf and my sister grabbed something.
And it fell.
And it broke.
Oh.
Yep.
Damn.
All the I mean, I had like some silver dollars. I mean, it was just the fact that it was like it was so old.
Right.
I'm very nostalgic. Like when people give me things, like I used to collect money. And I had a girlfriend, like she gave me coins. You know, she went to the bank and she gave me coins and she wrote on it. I still have them. Damn safe deposit box. I don't, you know, go look at them every day. Right. But if somebody gives me something, I keep it. Or at least I try to.
Right.
At least I try to. Somebody, you know, a lot of times they come in, where you getting this from? You start, it's gone. Because they know somebody gave it to you. Mm-hmm. It's out of there.
Right.
Like, damn, I think my brother gave me that. No, it didn't. You lied. Shan's Nasty. Mr. Sharp, riddle me this. Please explain Red Grant being at Savannah State with you when you're 10 years his senior. I heard you mention this before. Actually, I'm not 10 years his senior. I was a Red is 2 years under me. So if I'm not mistaken, I think Red got there in 87. Red got there in 87 or 88. How old is Red, Grant? Look it up. Red ain't no Red. Red old. He just look young because he red. Red Grant. Two D's and a G-R-A-T. He doesn't? You can't Google him? Yeah. Man. Nah, Red's with me in Savannah State. Yeah. Red was a fullback.
I still can't believe Red was a fullback. He's so little. Old Red Grant. Red funny, man.
Mm-hmm. I think he was running for office in DC. Yeah, they say Red 45. Red must have been smart. Cause he was with me, yeah. Red was with me at Savannah State. Did he post a picture? Yeah. I just took a picture with Red. As a matter of fact, here, Ash, I'm gonna send it to you. Hold on. Do I got that picture? Oh, CJ sent it to me. Hold on. I think it's too late to get up now, but as a matter of fact, I just took a picture with Red. I sent it to you. Yeah, but Red was a Red. I'm trying to think. Was Red a Red was? I think Red might be lying in his bio.
Red is a damn 46.
Yeah. No, but Red was good, man. Red was great. Red was great. It's always good, you know, to go back because I hadn't seen, that was my first time seeing Red when I saw him at Cat's thing. That's probably my first time seeing Red since I left Savannah State. I hadn't seen him since.
Man, that's a long time.
Cause Red from DC.
Okay.
So and Red didn't get back because I didn't get a chance to get back much. I mean, I think I went back to a couple of homecomings.
Right.
I was back in 2009. I was back in 2011.
Uh-huh.
And that's really the only time. And then I came back in last year when we had the they went to Miami. First Take went to Savannah State, yeah. And then we went to Winston-Salem. But I don't get a chance. I don't get back. Okay, what's up, Roberta, Georgia? Kenny Walker's from Roberta, Crawford County. Yeah, but right, man, there was some days. I mean, riding the bus, because we rode the bus everywhere, Ocho.
The bus?
So we rode the bus. We go to Tuskegee. We go to wherever we went, we rode the bus. Fort right. Valley, we're going to Atlanta. Man, we stop at a convenience store. We stop. Hey, Morrison. You remember Morrison's? Morrison was like a...
Morrison's like Eckers, right?
No, nah, Morrison is like Piccadilly.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, Morrison used to be, I think Piccadilly bought Morrison's, but they used to be a Southern thing. Anybody right. in the chat from the South remember Piccadilly? I mean, Morrison's?
Yeah, I know about Piccadilly. I know about Piccadilly a lot.
Yes, but we used to stop at Piccadilly. That's where we had like a $6, $7 limit. So you can get a meat, a veggie. Hmm. Stuff like that, a drink for like $6. And you know, I was the only one allowed to get, I had to get dessert. I said, Coach, I need to get dessert, Coach. Man, those were the days, Ocho. I wouldn't trade that experience, Ocho.
No.
I wouldn't trade that for anything. And I think that's why sports, being with sports and being around the guys and being on the bus ride, being on the planes.
Right.
Man, that's when you learn so much about your teammates.
Yeah.
You know, talking in the room, like training camp. Because, like I said, Club Shay Shay started in training camp. We rolling dice. They playing video games. We playing cards. You know, guys, you know, smoking cigars. Guys drinking beer. Hey, see, that's being red. That's being red. Saturday.
That damn red.
That was Mark Curry was back there. Mark Curry says, man, how the hell you play with him? Yo, little ass. I said, nah, Red. Because people ask me, because a lot of time, man, you know Red Grant? I said, yeah, we played ball together. Man, he said that. Are you for... Man, why I'm going to lie? Yeah, he played on the team. Yeah, Red was a fullback. Derek Stingley Jr. Pick one. Al Green, James Brown. James Brown.
Al Green.
James.
Okay. I mean, teach his own. I like Al. James is phenomenal, but Al Green.
Can't remember James.
I mean.
Can't remember James. James started. What you think Prince and them learned out of that? What you think Prince, how them Prince be moving?
Yeah, what do you think?
And Chris Brown and Usher.
Yeah.
What do you think they learned that from?
Yeah, James Brown. But love and happiness.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
But don't get me. You know what? I ain't gonna sing. I don't want no copyright infringement.
Please, thank you. All three winners have been DM. Make sure you guys check your DM. So all the winners of the three Ocho Cup mugs.
Nah.
Have been DM.
I need my mug, man.
Thank you. Thank you guys for playing along. We greatly appreciate that. We should have put that to the thing. Do you guys believe T.O. and Ocho can play in the NFL right now at the age of 46 and 50?
I mean, we know I can play right now. That ain't no question. And anybody in the chat can play Madden. No, I can play FIFA. I can play right now. Don't tell me what I can't do. I know what I can do. I believe in me. And the chat better believe in me. If the chat don't believe in me, that lets me know y'all are the enemy. If you don't believe in me, you are the enemy.
Ain't no believing in no enemy. Oh, no. Please make sure y'all hit that like button. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. Huh? It's up there?
It's up there. Love and happiness.
We put it up there. So I'm going to take my time reading this. You see it?
Hey, somebody just said the NFL has passed them by. You know what? I'm going to pass your ass by too. Somebody just said that in the chat. I see everything y'all see. All right?
Yeah.
How about the NFL has passed me by? Don't play with me.
Please make sure you hit that like button. Guys, we had 20,000 in the chat tonight? We had 22,000. I know good and well all y'all 22,000 hadn't hitting that subscribe button. Help your boys out. Hook us up. We greatly, greatly appreciate it because, and go to Apple and leave comments. Are they still leaving comments, Ash? Okay. We appreciate that, huh? Ash, read the comments. I don't read because I'm too sensitive. please make sure you hit that like button. Please make sure you hit the subscribe button. Thank you guys for selling out Shade by LaPortier. I really, really appreciate your support, your patience. We had it pinned in the chat, but we had to take it down because we put the 84 clothing at 84 clothing. We're only able to put one thing at a time up there. So thank you for your patience. We're going to make sure moving forward, we get all orders shipped out in a timely manner. But again, thank you for your patience. Please, guys, make sure you go follow my media company, social media page on Instagram. At Shay Shay Media, all platforms. I think we have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. We have TikTok. We have also all pages. Please make sure you go follow at Shay Shay Media and my clothing at EIGHTFORCOL. It's capital at 84 Clothes. The 84 is spelled out. Please go ahead, drop your number on the site at 84.com. Ocho cigars are back in stock. Let's go ahead and sell them out again. That's 85cigars.com/shop. That's 85cigars.com/shops. The Nuggets lose at home, held to 80 points. They lose 106-80. They get beat by 26. New York behind Jalen Brunson's 43. They win a close game over the Pacers, 121-117. What's the results of the chat? 45% says yes, 55% says no. Those 45%, y'all are delusional.
You know what? That 45%, I love y'all. I love y'all. And you are the reason why I'm still going today.
Yeah. Ocho don't run no 4. Ocho didn't run a 4.5 at 22. Ocho ain't running no 4.5 at no 46.
I could cry. The fact that y'all believe in me still. And you can see my eyes tearing up. It means a lot.
So thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85. Route runner extraordinaire. Bengals Ring of Fame honoree. Liberty City's own. Pro Bowler, all pro. All he call it Mr. Dade County. From the bottom. Chad, Ocho, Cinco, Rosado, Johnson.
Thank you
for joining us again. And we're back Wednesday. The trio is back. Myself, Gil, and Ocho. We'll see you Wednesday.
The Volume.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.